Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work.
Hey guys, it's Chloe from Radical Roots, and this may not be the shop talk you're expecting, but I'm sure hoping it's the shop talk that you need. So I've had an issue with this field for quite a while, and I think I'm going to take some time to talk about it with you all today. Now, it's not because I don't love each and every one of you, because I do. Genuinely, I think that if you are called to this medicine, you are an incredible heart-centered healer who is wise enough to understand that this is the greatest medical system in the whole world, and you are brave enough to fight against many of the societal norms. But the thing is that I think that we're all doing a disservice to our medicine. I think that we need to do better. So today I want to talk to you about the power that lies within our medicine and how we can work together to expand its reach. So first I want you to think about why you got into Chinese medicine. So I always like to say nobody gets into Chinese medicine in order to make money, right? We were all called to this profession because we wanted to help people in a radical and beautiful way. And that's what we do. We provide our patients with a proactive medicine that allows them to build health in their daily lives. But often we get out of school and we realize that in order to actually practice this medicine, we also need to successfully run a business. And that comes as quite a shock because, let's be honest, the schools don't exactly prepare us for running a business. And the skill sets that we're taught are not really overlapping. So for many of us, it's incredibly daunting. But to me, what's most important for us all to realize is that there is truly no competition in our field. Each of us has our own unique gifts to share, and there is absolutely no shortage of need in our society. See, the decimation of our community's health is just abhorrent, and it is essential that we do everything that we can in order to turn the tide. And I believe that by working together, we can exponentially grow our impact and build health in our communities. So let's talk about how we can expand our reach. So what I want you to do is I want you to think about the population that calls to you. Who is it that truly speaks to your soul? What modality of Chinese medicine draws you in and you can't get enough of? So for me, it's always been herbs. You know, I've been obsessed with the idea of using Chinese herbs for public health intervention since my very first day of school. For you, it might be children's health or pain management or veterans. You know, there's really no limit to the possibilities. I mean, look at Merlin Young and Jenny Craig of Moxa Africa. I truly believe that their organization is the greatest tribute to what we can do, what the possibility of Chinese medicine is. They are literally using moxibustion to treat drug-resistant tuberculosis in Africa and North Korea. I mean, does it get any cooler than that? It's truly one of the most mind-blowing things I've ever heard. And they had no idea what they were getting into when they started, and yet they have persevered through hell and high water. I mean, it's really amazing. Not only have they brought our medicine to places that have never seen it, but they have helped people who are desperately in need of affordable medicine that can be used within their homes. Not only that, they have also given us research that we can use as a field in order to support our further efforts to expand our medicine. So I want you to identify your specialty. I want you to think about how you can do a better job of educating and empowering that population. We're never going to reach our full potential as a field if we are not educating people on what we can actually do. You know, it doesn't even matter how affordable or accessible our treatments are if people have no idea how capable our medicine is. So social media is one tool. And trust me, I hate it too. I really do. It's so uncomfortable for me. But it's also an incredibly powerful tool if we use it correctly. And there are people out there who are absolutely desperate for the knowledge that we have as practitioners. So social media is one option. Blogs can be really wonderful also. Articles for local papers, podcasts, you know, whatever feels most comfortable to you. Start there. You know, get together with a couple of practitioners in your area or find practitioners in your specialty in other states and work together to build an alliance and work on educational content together. But that's the key, right? It's that every little bit helps. And together we can do so much more than we can do as individual practitioners. See, the Western medical system is a model that responds to disease. But our medicine is different. It allows us to help people learn to build health, and that's exactly what our society is craving. People are desperate for true healthcare, for someone to sit with them and to hold space for them on their health journey. And that's exactly what we provide. As Chinese medicine practitioners, it is our obligation to do everything we can to expand the reach of this magical medicine. I truly believe that we have the potential to shift the paradigm around health from reactive to proactive, from band-aids to root causes. I believe that our field has the potential to make dramatic shifts in our society, but we can't do it alone. And we can't do it if we are all focused on our own individual practices, or if we're on acupuncturists on Facebook bickering over terminology. We need to see the greater picture, which is expanding health in our communities. So I'm asking you, I am begging you to join me on this marketing campaign for our field. I know we're all tired. I know we're all tapped out. These past few years have hit us all so hard as small business owners and as healers. But as practitioners who have forged our way through the challenges and the hell that is Chinese medicine school, I know that you have the fortitude to give more, and that is what I'm asking of you. One of my very favorite quotes is, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together. So let's work together to teach people how to use the wisdom of Chinese medicine to build health in their day-to-day lives. Let's work together to see how fucking far we can expand health in our society. Let's educate people on the many things that we can treat so that they can understand that they have genuine options for their healthcare. And let's expand our minds to come up with even more ways that we can use our medicine beyond the typical clinical model. Remember that there are no bounds to what our medicine can do. We are simply constrained by the limitations of our own imaginations. So join me on this journey to see just how far we can expand the reach of our medicine. Chinese medicine is a medicine of a people, a medicine of incredible strength, beauty, and wisdom. I can speak for myself, and I know I can speak for you all when I say that it is one of the greatest honors of my life to be able to practice this medicine. And it is time that we work together to help more people. And there has never been a time where this has been more essential. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your time. I am so passionate about getting our medicine out to more people. I love playing with business plans. If you ever want to nerd out or need a hand with figuring out how to make a business plan work or a pep talk or anything, please sign up for a chat with me on radicalrootsherbs.com at the contact us area. I would say email me, but I'm a disaster with my email. But either way, I'm here for you. I love you. I'm super grateful for you. And I really hope that we can work together as a field to expand our reach. Thank you.